Chapter 4. Navigating Cultural Differences Gracefully. One of the biggest surprises for new expats is how many little things feel different. It's not just the language barrier, it's the culture around it. How people greet each other, how time is understood, how personal space works, or even how loudly or softly people talk. These differences can feel frustrating at first. But here's the secret. If you can shift from judging these differences to curiously observing them, you'll adjust much more quickly and your stress will drop. Greetings and personal interactions. Greetings matter. In many Spanish-speaking countries, it's considered rude to launch straight into business without saying, Buenos dias, good morning, or Buenas tardes, good afternoon. Personal space may be different. People may stand closer, touch your arm, or greet you with a kiss on the cheek. At first, this may feel uncomfortable, but it's usually a sign of friendliness, not intrusion. Tone of voice varies. Locals may sound loud or animated compared to what you're used to. Don't take it as anger. It's just expression. For instance, a couple moving to Mexico recalled their surprise when neighbors stopped by unannounced with homemade tamales. At first, they didn't know how to respond. But when they simply smiled, accepted the food, and later returned the kindness with banana bread, a friendship began that lasted for years. Time and pace of life. Mañana doesn't always mean tomorrow. Sometimes it means not today or simply later. This can be maddening for someone used to punctuality. Slower pace is normal. Government offices, banks, and restaurants may take longer than you expect. Reframe. Instead of feeling your time is wasted, see it as an invitation to slow down and notice life around you. Reflection prompt. Think of a moment when you were frustrated by waiting. How could you reframe it as rest instead of wasted time? Food and meal times. Meals may be earlier or later than you're used to. Lunch at 11 a.m. or dinner at 9. Dishes may look or taste different from what you expected. Reframe. Rather than comparing, approach meals as a cultural adventure. Try, taste, and keep what you like. Social norms and courtesy. Politeness counts. Always add, por favor, please, and gracias, thank you. It softens every request. Titles matter. In some places, addressing people as señor or señora shows respect. Directness varies. What feels like beating around the bush to you may actually be considered polite. The Cultural Notes Journal. One helpful tool is keeping a little notebook of your cultural surprises. Instead of just getting frustrated, jot them down. Bank clerk insisted I fill out 3 copies of the same form. Neighbors brought tamales at Christmas. Must bring something back. Taxi driver didn't give change unless I asked. Over time, these notes turn into your personal, cultural dictionary, and you'll smile at how much you've learned. The reframe. Culture shock doesn't mean the new way is wrong and your way is right. It means you're learning to dance to a new rhythm. Some steps will feel clumsy at first, but eventually, you'll find the beat. Reflection prompt. What's one cultural difference that has surprised and frustrated you? Could you reframe it as interesting instead of wrong?